In the studio here, we have Sam Roberts-Smith and Naomi Flatman, and they're part of the Yarra Valley Opera. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Naomi. Wonderful to have you with us.
Good morning.
It's fantastic to have you here. I suspect this is not necessarily the time of the day where you are doing opera things right first thing in the morning. Would that be right?
That would be correct.
Yes, definitely not.
We're both still waking up, but we're all ready to go.
Fantastic. And for those of you who perhaps don't know anything at all about the Yarra Valley Opera, we should say that it's Australia's only opera festival, as in a festival. It kicked off last year, so this is the second of the Yarra Valley Opera festivals, and it's just amazing. Last year, I just was absolutely blown away with the range of things that were put on and the calibre of people such as Sam and Naomi that we've got sitting here in the studio today. So we're gonna just whet your appetite a little bit about some of the things that are happening this coming weekend, and an opportunity for all of you to get involved. And well, Sam, you're also known as the pig in the Enchanted Pig. So that's a bit rough, isn't
what
it?
What a way to start.
That is, isn't it?
It's kind of rude. It's kind of rude, but it's correct.
And Naomi, I've heard you sing, and your voice is just absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you, Bruce.
That's really lovely. Terrific. let's rewind a little bit, though, because you're both a long way from home, mm-hmm. in a sense. Naomi, you were born right over in Switzerland, and you've just told me in the northern part of Switzerland, the German-speaking part of mm-hmm. Switzerland. And Sam, you were born way over in Perth.
So far away.
So you both travelled a long way. So let's just talk a little bit about those earlier years. Did you always have a singing voice, shall we say? Well, let's start with you, Naomi.
So I came over to Australia when I was just two, and half my family's still all over in Europe. So we go back quite frequently, which is really nice.
Lovely.
And I'm actually hailing from Brisbane, so I've done a lot of singing through my high school years there, and through the Brisbane Conservatorium, did my undergrad and postgraduate all there. And then come down here for last year's Yarra Valley Opera Festival, singing...
And wowed us all.
Yeah, it was wonderful, singing Dorabella in the Mozart and in The Handmaid's Tale as well, which was quite an experience.
That was absolutely amazing.
Phenomenal. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, congrats. And Sam, you've come from Perth. You've been on so many operas and orchestras and things that I'm not even going to pronounce, and we won't get anything else done. But you've been around a little bit, haven't you?
You could say that, Bruce. So I'm from Perth, but I lived in Sydney for a while. I was with Opera Australia. I was also a member of that classical pop crossover group, the Ten Tenors.
Yes.
Your listeners probably listen to those guys, and have been lucky enough to go pretty much all over the world. I've sung in the Netherlands and the United States, in Argentina, France, Germany, Korea, and now I'm in the Yarra Valley.
Yes.
At the Yarra Valley Opera Festival, singing the pig.
Which we're going to talk more about in a moment. We're not going to sing about it. We're going not this morning. We're going to talk about. But before we go to our first song,
yes.
just both of you, what was the reason you got into this space? Like was it someone in the family that said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice there," or what happened that set you on this path? Sam, what about you? What was it way back?
You
had an accident.
No, this is a true story. I had an accident. I was meant to be playing sport and rugby and football and everything. I was 13 years old, but then I went to a water slide park,
mm-hmm.
and my friend came down the tube behind me, one of those green tube slides.
Yes.
And went up on the side and landed on top of my knee, and then my toes touched my collarbone.
Ouch.
That'll give you a nice image to think about.
We'll think about that during the next song. Yes.
So everything in between was gone, which meant I couldn't play sport anymore. And long story short, I started singing lessons because I had a lot of free time.
Wow. And not the coolest thing to do in school, was it?
The coolest thing, but I was also swimming captain and water polo captain. I came from a very sport-based school in Western Australia, Hale School. But because I had this balance of music and sport, I sort of got away with it. And I was the only singer at the time. And now they have a really wonderful program. But that's how my singing sort of took off.
I don't know whether we should be thankful for accidents then.
Yeah,
we won't
sure.
go there today.
I'm not sure.
Naomi, what about you? How did it all start? What was the motivation back then?
I sort of just fluked it, really. I had a wonderful singing teacher all through high school. I can still remember my first terrible concert. I sang Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight in year 7. It was terrible and out of tune, but she kept with me, and she was classically trained herself and encouraged me to audition for the con. And then it was just a stroke of luck with the right teacher, Greg Massingham in Brisbane. And I was with him throughout my entire time, and he was the perfect person for me and just fueled my love for the drama.
Wow.
He was really wise in choosing the right rep for me to sing at the right time, and combining that with stage and movement and honing that craft as well. It was just the right teachers at the right time. Really propelled me forward for that, which was really lucky.
Fantastic. And you've selected our first song this morning, and that's special. No, we haven't. We've changed it. So there we go.
Oh.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Elton John?
I'm sure you'll sing it much better than I did.
Oh, there we go. Let's go with that.
There's a calm surrender sharp day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And it is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we've got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's led to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's led to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best. It's enough to make kings vagabonds believe the very best.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My very special guests here in the studio this morning, representing the Yarra Valley Opera Festival, are Naomi Flatman and Sam Roberts-Smith. And wow, we've just been talking off air about all things opera and music. Look, really, this is more of a musical, and it's an adult fairy tale, isn't it, Sam? You're the pig in the Enchanted Pig this coming weekend.
I'm the pig.
You
also
are.
Also a magical prince or king, also. But it's such a fun, interesting show. It's never been done in Australia before. It's Australian premiere. And it's wonderful to be able to do it in this festival, because this festival is Australia's only opera festival, which is fun and something new, and it's a really relaxed, enjoyable environment. It's fun for everyone. It's not just the Enchanted Pig has a funny title, and it sounds like it's a kids' show, but it's not really. As you said before, it's an adult fairy tale. There are all these really interesting themes that go on the show. And we've been really lucky, because not only is it Australia's only opera festival, but we've had an Academy Award-winning costume designer come and do all our costumes. So when you say I'm a pig, yes, I'm a pig, but I am one of the best-looking pigs you will ever see.
And that would be Tim
That's
Chappell.
Tim Chappell, yes. So he won the Academy Award for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Mm.
And not only do we have Tim Chappell, so that's amazing for us to work with him, but we also have had Gail Edwards, and she's won an Emmy herself.
So she's the director,
she's
isn't
the director, yeah.
Yes.
And she's worked all over the world, and that has been extraordinary. So it's a really fun show. But not only is The Enchanted Pig on, but we've got Macbeth and Papaya as well. And so they're both on Saturday.
Yep.
So we have Pig on Friday and Sunday, and then the other two are on Saturday, matinee show and a nighttime show. And then that's the end of the festival. So,
And we should tell you that all that information, there's an amazing brochure and there's an amazing website, is on the website, yarravalleyoperafestival.com.au. Or you can send an email, gertrude@gertrudeopera.com.au. Or I'll say it a bit slower, you can give them a call on 0437 633 223, and get your tickets. There still are some tickets left for performances that Sam's just talking about. But Sam, just to go back, the Enchanted Pig, it premiered in London. It was slated to go for 3 weeks. It ended up going for 10 weeks. Then it went to New York, and now, as you're just saying, this is the Australian.
Now we
premiere.
Have it. We have it. We have the opportunity to see it. Yes. So it's a bit of a cross between, I would say, Stephen Sondheim, Beauty and the Beast as well. It's kind of, it's a beautiful story. And I didn't really know it. It's an old folk story from Europe. And when I first heard about it, and they said, would you like to come and do the show? I thought they were joking. I thought it was a joke. They said, would you like to come and be the pig? I've never played a pig before. And but it's been so fun. And working with Naomi and the great cast, we've had a wonderful experience. The audiences love it as well.
Yes.
They're completely entertained from the start of the show to the end of the show. I think people get a bit frightened of opera. They think it's a bit stuffy and a bit boring, and they might not enjoy it, and they'll just sit there thinking, oh my God.
Maybe they've never been. Maybe there's listeners today who have never actually been to an opera, a musical like this.
And this, I think this is a perfect bridging show, because it's not heavy opera.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there thinking, oh my God, that lady with the Viking helmet and the shield, she just won't stop singing. That doesn't happen. In this show, you watch a pig man and beautiful princesses, and you get to see the moon and the sun, and it's fun. It's a fun show. You will not be disappointed, and it is non-stop entertainment.
I'm looking at you here, Sam, having a handsome young man, thinking you don't quite look like a pig.
I didn't bring my costume in.
No,
it's a bit early in the morning.
Naomi, an attractive young woman, you're Flora in this.
I am. I'm Princess
Flora.
Yeah,
so tell us about Flora without giving the gig away.
Oh, she's just beautiful. She's the youngest sister, Of three girls. So I have a lot of experience in the sisters because I'm actually one of four girls. So
there you go. You grew up with it.
I'm actually the middle child, but I do understand the youngest sister's problems. No, Flora is absolutely beautiful. She's so incredibly sweet and pure, and she gets lumped with this fate to marry a pig, and it's horrifying.
It's kind of your fault, though, isn't it?
Yes, we sort of disobey daddy, and such is life. Anyway, no, it's a wonderful story, and she goes around the world to free her love from a spell, and she's just so loyal and so beautiful. And it's really wonderful to discover her strength throughout the story, because working with Gail, our director, has been really interesting. So I was thinking before we even started staging rehearsals, I saw the music and I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's a nice fairy tale kind of story. That's sweet. But through rehearsals, we actually discovered how much of a deeper emotional story there is. Mm. And that Flora is actually the audience's eye throughout the whole story. And so she takes the audience to the moon, to the north wind, to the Milky Way. And
for love.
She does it all for love. And so it's beautiful to see her journey as the audience's way of being part of the story as well. So she's absolutely beautiful. And the music is, I mean, Jonathan Dove is just a phenomenal composer. It's just so beautiful to sing, so luscious.
Yeah, so it's really it's a conflagration of really some of the world's best in terms of Jonathan and Tim Chappell with costumes and Gail Edwards with stage direction. And I mean, you've really brought together the stars for this, haven't you?
And our fantastic conductor, Patrick Burns, has just made everything come together. It's just a dream.
Wow, so there you go. So if you're listening today and you haven't thought about what you're doing this weekend, or maybe you have and you want to change your plans, The Enchanted Pig, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock, and there's some, as Sam was saying, there's other productions on as well. We're just focusing on The Enchanted Pig this morning, but we've got Macbeth, and we've got Poppaea, and wow, wonderful opportunities. The theatre, the venue is, well, do you want to describe it for us, you guys? Well, it's a venue. Bit different. It's a pop-up venue, isn't it?
It's the perfect setting for The Enchanted Pig, I have to say, because we're at the beautiful property of Alinda Yarra Yering, and Rob and Shelley have done such an amazing job in setting up their farm and accommodating us.
And there's food and wine.
Lots
and historic
food and
buildings
wine,
all
which
around.
Is wonderful. And we literally set up a huge, think Cirque
Opera
du Soleil
marquee.
Style tent.
Opera marquee, we call it.
Fantastic. We're going to hear more about it and what it is that makes for a sort of talent that you are hearing about today right after this next song. And but to introduce the next song, because it's also kind of special for you, Naomi.
It is.
Tell us the background to Norah Jones' Come Away With Me.
So this song I've loved for a long time, but it was actually the song that I danced to the first dance in my wedding reception. So it was beautiful.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me and I never stop loving you.
Yarra Valley Opera Festival here on Community Conversations this morning. I'm Bruce Argyle, and my special guests in the studio are Naomi and Sam. They're two of the many young talents that are involved in one of the productions, either Friday, Saturday or Sunday this coming weekend. And if you want to know more about the festival, go onto the website. It's an amazing website. You can book your tickets really easily. It's yarravalleyoperafestival.com.au. Couldn't be any easier than that. And I'm just intrigued. Maybe it's because I can't sing so well, Sam and Naomi, but I'm just intrigued. What is it that makes for success in this space? You know, what does it take? Is it lots and lots and lots of practice? Is it natural talent? Is it hard work? Is it getting up early in the morning, Sam? What does it take?
We can be very philosophical about this and say, what is success?
There you go. We won't do that, though.
Let's not do that, because that'll take 3 days. So
yeah, tell us.
In singing terms, I think that the goal is to, one, work consistently, and because it's quite a challenging profession, because it's you're always auditioning and you're never getting the jobs, and then sometimes you do get the jobs and sometimes you win big competitions and you have amazing, extraordinary experiences. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I've got to sing in Los Angeles on Hollywood Today Live, and then I've sung in the Soul in Korea, not the soul as in the human soul, but as in the
that place,
in the city. And I've sung on cruise ships. I've sung in opera festivals in the Yarra Valley. I've sung in America, all over the place. So you get to do all these extraordinary things, but also you miss out on people's birthdays. You miss out on anniversaries. You miss out on having relationships, because you're always traveling and living in the suitcase.
Mm.
I think I've been away from Western Australia now for about 6 months working, which is the goal.
Yes, yes.
But alternatively, you're not at home.
No.
And I've got an apartment in Sydney, but I haven't been there for 5 years. So this is just part of lifestyle. But as I said, you get to have all these very strange, wonderful experiences as well. I'm staying with Mary and John Grant, and they have this magnificent home not far from here, and just meeting them and being able to be a part of their lives and get to know more about them, and I sit there having breakfast watching horses run around while I'm eating breakfast, and the experiences like that just happen as a result of this kind of lifestyle. And I'm so grateful to have met them, and that was just out of the blue. So
and you also mentioned Sam that your parents are down, Sue and Len, visiting at the
moment
as well
in the Big Four caravan park, so a big shout out to them.
Fantastic.
Hopefully they're listening to me this morning. I think they will be, and they've come to the show. They came opening night, and they're coming back again on the Saturday night performance, because that's my dad's birthday.
Well, there you go, big shout out to Len.
That's
there,
right,
there you go. My middle name's Leonard, so always have a soft spot for Lens. Naomi, What does it take? Is it lots and lots and lots of practice? Is it what about the warm up? Does it do you have to warm up for these things?
Yes, gosh, the warm up. I think backtracking a bit, I think in terms of what does it take? I mean, I'm still very young in this profession, and I think my little experience so far is it's a combination of just true grit and just going for it. A lot of luck meeting the right people at the right time, auditioning for the right person at the right time, singing the right repertoire at the right time. So I think it's, yeah, it's a weird cocktail of everything. But in terms of a warm-up, I mean, every singer has their own weird little quirks that they like to do. But, I mean, I was saying earlier, you know, after midday, I'm warming up for 10 minutes and I'm good to go. But also, I mean, playing Flora in the Yarra Valley Opera Festival, she's on stage the whole time. She doesn't get a break, and she doesn't actually get that much not singing time. She's constantly on, whether it's, you know, a page here or a big chunk here or something like
You're
that.
You're on your toes the whole time.
Yeah, it's constant. So you also, I also don't want to warm up too much and tire myself out not ready for a show. But anything before 10 o'clock in the morning, I've got to be awake for a good few hours before.
Three coffees.
Yeah, multiple. And on show days, I love to go for a light walk, a bit of exercise, get the blood pumping, the breath going really well, and just get the body moving, not fatigued, but just
flexible,
warmed up and ready to go. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. You're also in Macbeth this weekend.
I am.
Tell us just a little bit about Macbeth.
I have
That's very different.
Polar opposite characters in this festival. It's wonderful. So I'm one of the witches. And
you don't look at all the most, witch,
the most beautiful witch
I
in the
I tell you
show.
What, when I put the makeup on, I do. No, it's a really wonderful show. It's a contemporary version, and it's actually been reorchestrated for electric guitar and amplified strings, which is wonderful. I was going to say a terrible joke and say it was electrifying, but
that's
I just did it anyway. No,
you probably beat me to it there.
I love especially the electric guitar in the Witches scenes. It's just so cool. It's a very eerie show, and it's wonderful. And we've even got our artistic director, Linda, singing Lady Macbeth, which is just
I didn't know that.
She's fantastic.
Shout out to you, Linda, if you're listening, and to Matt and Alison.
Yes, and we have all the way over from Texas, John Marcus Bindle, singing Mr. Macbeth himself. And he is just a full force to be reckoned with. It's really wonderful to share the stage with all these people.
So that's Saturday, isn't
it? That's Saturday matinee. And we've named Saturday as Saturday Bloody Saturday. Because we've got Poppaea in the evening, and that is a bloody story if there's nothing else.
Not suitable for young children.
No. Adults only. But it's based off the... it's actually a new Glyndebourne recommissioned score, and it's all the shows are in English as well, because the Coronation Poppaea is actually
underline that.
So the Enchanted Pig is in English,
always been
in English, and Macbeth is originally in Italian, and so is Poppaea, but we're all in English now. And it's a wonderful story. I'm not in Poppaea, but it's a wonderful story, and I've loved watching my colleagues who are also in Enchanted Pig as well bring that story to life. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. Sam, before we throw to our next song,
yes,
you've come a long way, because you were telling me off air that back there sometime you used to stock supermarket shelves or something or other. Tell us about that and the connection with working class man.
Well, everyone has to do some of those not so glamorous jobs at some point. And I used to work in the supermarket in Western Australia while I was studying at uni. I would pack all the shelves every night, and so we would arrive at 6 o'clock and leave at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh dear.
However, lifting all those boxes, and I'm quite tall, so I could reach all those top shelves and stack all the boxes on the top there. No leftover cereal in the aisles, that would all go up the top. Got quite fit, and I would crank. You don't have to talk to any customers or anything, so I got to listen to the music, whatever music I wanted, and I would blast this through the whole suit, which is quite a fun experience. And so one of those songs was Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Man.
What a great introduction.
blue denim in his veins. Oh, oh, he's a working class man. Well, he's a steel-tanned disciple. Well, he's a legend of his time. He's running like a cycle across the wild Midwestern sky. Oh, 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 he's a working-class man. Oh, he believes in God and Elvis. Oh, he gets out when he can. Oh, he did his time to be a man. Still mad at Uncle Sam. Oh, he's a simple man with a heart of gold in a complicated land. Oh, he's a working-class man.
The Yarra Valley Opera Festival, the 18th to the 27th of October, so we're halfway through. We've got an amazing selection of, well, musicals, operas. I'm not sure quite what we even call them, Naomi. They're a bit of everything, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, so we have The Enchanted Pig. That's 7 o'clock on Friday. That's tomorrow night, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And we have Macbeth, which is also 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then Papaya, which was, you were just telling me off air, was the very, is that the very first opera that was ever done, Sam?
So, Gail Edwards, our director for The Enchanted Pig, she also directed Papaya as well. And I think they really liked the idea of putting Papaya and The Enchanted Pig together because Papaya was kind of the first ever opera. So they wanted to put that alongside with The Enchanted Pig, which was only written recently. So you have blockbuster musical kind of interesting new opera, which no one had ever seen before, and then the original opera, and you could see them both together over one weekend.
We've got everything from, what is it, the 1500s to 2006.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's, you get the whole gamut of how opera's evolved. And so it would be really interesting to watch one of these Saturday, Bloody Saturday operas, Papaya and Macbeth, and then see Well, you could see The Enchanted Pig first. You could see that on Friday night. And then the last one's at the matinee, and that's at 2 o'clock. And that's the last one. And then we all fly off, all the artists fly off back overseas or back to wherever we've come from, and we disperse. And the Yarra Valley Opera Festival will finish.
Yes, for the second time. For just the second of many more, we really hope. And look, there's an amazing website. It's yarravalleyoperafestival.com.au. You can see, pictures of Sam and Naomi that we're speaking with right now, along with all the other talent, and see how to get the tickets and all of that on that website. So, wow, it's all happening here in the Valley this weekend, and very, very exciting. And hats off to Matt and Linda and, well, the whole team for pulling it together. We've got an amazing level of support from local and, well, local, national, international businesses and philanthropic organisations supporting the festival. So you're both very happy people, I can tell that, smile on your face.
Not all the time.
Well, what strikes me, and Cora both, we were talking about it, is that you obviously really enjoy what you're doing. It's a passion. But tell us about what's the motivation that gets you up in the morning to do this. I mean, it's not easy, is it? It's. I mean, I can't sing like you guys.
No, I mean, I've got bruises and everything for days. I'm a very
from the show, from the show.
Stage. Yes.
Yeah. Is that walking into walls and things like that, Naomi?
No. It's, well, you know, my character Flora goes around the world, and it's quite physical. It's quite tiring, but they're good. It means I'm working hard.
So what keeps you motivated to come back for more and to do the next one and audition for the next one?
Well, this is actually my second year doing the Yarra Valley Opera Festival. I did it last year, and I just love working with Linda and Matt and the whole team. They're just so wonderful, their vision. And especially, I'm also one of the young artists for Gertrude Opera this year, and so I was able to come to Melbourne in March and also in May in the blocks that we had, and we worked with so many different artists. We had physical theatre movement days. We did so many concerts, but that sort of challenge has been really fantastic and has pushed me a lot this last year, which has been really good.
And as an aside, Gertrude Opera is committed to raising the standard of opera with young talent coming through.
Yeah, I mean, just in this last year, my voice, the way I approach learning music or anything, it's just developed at a much faster rate than what I feel you can do even at a conservatorium or at a master's. So I think it's so important to, you know, get your degrees and all that under your belts, but... And just to just get out there and just start working and
just do it.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
What about for you, Sam? What puts a smile on your face? And
well, I think that music is a big part of most people's lives. And opera came to me. I didn't really go to it. As I said, when I had this knee injury, I had never thought about having a career as an opera singer. That sort of snuck up on me, and I was drawn into that world rather than me sort of seeking that out. But the more that I got into it, the more I saw... Because it's a whole sort of combination of different elements. It's not just a play. It's not just... you're not just singing a song. And you can see the reaction in the audience. You can feel the reaction. And we just hope to take people away from their lives and away from awful things that might happen or just... We're providing an escape. And also, when you hear a song, that stirs something in you. That's a really special feeling. And when you hear the human voice and it's singing this incredible music, it will touch you in a way that nothing else can do it like that. So for me, I get my motivation from seeing that reaction and improving people's lives, because that's what we're doing, and that's why the arts and music is so important.
Our only disappointment today, listeners, is that we couldn't get either Naomi or Sam to sing for us here in the studio.
We didn't want to blow the microphones out.
In order to hear them, you're going to have to come along on the weekend, and to do that, you're going to have to get some tickets to either The Enchanted Pig, Macbeth, or Pompeia. sorry, Poppaea. I should Close pronounce enough. It correctly. Not Pompeia. Poppaea. And you can do that on the website, yarravalleyoperafestival.com.au, or you can give Alison a call on 0437 633 223. And, wow, you just really have to come along, don't they? Is that right, Sam?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they've only got till Sunday. So.
They do. So come along, be a part of the Opera Festival, and... it's just been absolutely delightful. I know Cora and I have thoroughly enjoyed having your company here you this guys. Morning, and I know our listeners will have really enjoyed hearing the backstory, the things that are happening behind the opera festival, because there's a lot of work goes into putting a festival like this together, and we commend you and Matt and Linda and Alison and all the team for bringing together such an amazing group of people for our enjoyment here in the Valley, and of course lots of people visiting from all over Australia for this. So we look forward to being a part of this weekend. Fantastic. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Naomi. It's been absolutely wonderful having you here in the studio today.
Thank you, Bruce.